Let us pray. We hear you, O God. O God of the moment, you're calling to us to slow down, to wait, to prepare. In the twinkling lights of this season, help us to see your light shine through. In the noise that abounds in these days, quiet our hearts that we might hear your voice. Open us up to you. Guide us to the river and away from that, from all that keeps us from loving fully your world, your people, you. In the name of your Son, who has and who is to come, we pray. Amen. Thought we'd start out with a nice winter scene. No? The voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Can you hear it? It's there. At least, I think it's there. Yes, we're talking about John the Baptist and the work that he did on the River Jordan. But at the same time, we're not. The voice crying out in the wilderness. Do you hear it? What's it saying? Does it sound like John? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Is that what you hear? Do you hear that a child will lead them? Are we even sure that we're hearing that voice? I mean, I hear the jingle of so many commercials over the last few weeks. I hear my calendar screaming in my head because there's something coming up. Or there's a blank spot where something should be that I've forgotten about. I hear people shopping. I hear the boop, boop, boop items sliding over the scanner. I hear news stories jumping from people fighting over this year's coolest toy to people fighting over land, over faith, race, and class. There are a lot of sounds. There's a lot of voices. Some of them are singing. Some of them are yelling. And if I'm being honest with you, they're all giving me a headache. I'll admit with you now that I think I can trust you. I get kind of grinchy around this time of year. It's not because I hate Christmas. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I love the lights. I love the songs. But we aren't there yet. We're walking through the season of Advent, and it's a season of waiting, of preparing, of listening, of looking forward to the dawn of Christmas Day, yes, but also about living in the chaos and sometimes, dare we hope, the quiet of this moment. But the music is too loud. The commercials drive me nuts. And if I hear another story about someone paying $1,000 for a $50 toy, I'm going to be sick. And I'm not joking. What is it? Hatchimals? Hatchimals? Hundreds of dollars for a $50 toy. The Nintendo NES Classic Edition? It's like this big, $50. $10,000 on eBay. I know. Jesus, where are you? The voice is still there. I'm sure of it. I hope the voice is still there. That voice calling out in the wilderness. Maybe that's the problem. The voice is calling out in the wilderness. I'm trapped here in the busyness of my own head. And why is the voice crying out in the wilderness? No competition. No horns honking. No commercial breaks. And with the right conditions, people can hear you for quite a distance. In our reading today, yes, that voice is John the Baptist. And he's crying out for people to prepare themselves. Because the kingdom has drawn near. Because something amazing is coming. Who is this John guy anyway, and why should his voice matter? Well, he was a miracle baby. It's true. John's mother was older and unable to have children, and then God intervened. God has a habit of doing that, right? Creating something where it shouldn't be possible. I mean, God did that at creation, making everything from a big swirling mass of nothing. When the Hebrew people roamed the desert and were hungry, manna from heaven kept them nourished. Sarah, a woman well beyond her birthing years, bore Isaac. And here we have John, the son of Elizabeth, another woman who could not conceive. And maybe that's why God is working in the wilderness anyway, to remind us of the amazing things that God can do with limited resources. That in the impossible, God can make possible. And it's not just what God can do in a wilderness place, but with a single person, with a single voice. For John, in this day, God needed someone to make ready the world for Christ. God needed John's voice to call people back, to remind them that the laws weren't put in place to bring pain, but to bring healing, and ultimately to bring people closer to God. His voice in the wilderness was meant to combat the voices of society, the ones that called people to gain as much as they could for themselves, to marginalize others, to forget their neighbor when they should love them, to shut God out. The problem we start to get into here is that all of that sounds very familiar. We recognize the voice of John's society because they play on a loop in our TVs, on our radios, in our heads. It gets so loud that voices like John's, like the whisper of the Holy Spirit, gets drowned out, lost in all the noise. Our minds get so full that we start pushing things out, and sometimes it's easiest to push aside that still small voice calling us to reconciliation, to reorientation, to renewal. The strange thing is that while we're pushing that voice aside, we're simultaneously looking everywhere for a moment of peace in the busyness of this season. We're pushing peace right off a cliff. Peace. That's what our second candle represents today. That's what we're here for today. It's a word that we often use in our prayers. It's a thing that we often pray for, but I'm not even sure that we understand what peace is. Because as Sarah said, peace is more than the absence of war, and it's more than the bringing down of our enemies, and it's more than the downfall of our oppressors. It's more. And peace of heart and mind. True peace can't be something that we fight over, because all we end up is one side finding peace, while the other side is under the boot of some new oppressor. It's so easy for us to get caught up in an us and them understanding of the world, because the voices, especially the ones of our day, are drawing lines between individuals and groups of people, pitting us against each other. In all fairness to those voices, we really are quite different. We are created unique. And that is our gift given to us from our Holy Parent, our uniqueness, our differentness, that when we are brought together, we are a whole creation. Peace must be about a world of unity, a world of equality. A world where the well-being of our neighbor is just as important, maybe even more important, than the well-being of ourselves. Where resources are shared for the benefit of all, rather than for the wealth of a few. This is what John was preaching about so passionately, so aggressively. It's why he went to the echoing expanse of the wilderness, because people couldn't hear him in the midst of the buying and selling of their own lives. It's the kingdom that his voice spoke of, a kingdom here on earth, one where God could enter into full relationship with humankind. John was trying to get people ready for that. Because before Christ roamed the marketplaces, before he kicked over tables in temples, before he calmed the seas and fed the thousands, he had to be first born into a wilderness place. Yes, a stable, but he was also born into the hearts of those who had been made ready by John's voice. Our heart is a wilderness place. When our mind is overflowing with the sights and sounds of the season, that's where the voice of the Holy Spirit goes to cry out. In our hearts, we might think that we're pushing it aside, but it's just digging in deeper. And when we get out of our own heads, when we step away from the unending noise that lives in our minds, when we go to the wilderness place of our hearts, we can still hear that voice calling out to us. It's not that our heart is a barren place, but it's often a place where we don't allow things to flourish. When we question whether or not to help our neighbor, when we second guess offering a helping hand, when we allow our plans and our schedules to turn us from where God is calling us to go, our hearts become a desert place, a wilderness place. And yet, God does amazing things in wilderness places. Let's take a moment now. I invite you to close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out. Imagine yourself in the midst of a busy street. That's where we are right now in the run-up to Christmas. Breathe in, breathe out. Let's go for a walk. Let's leave the noise, the chaos, the rushing to and fro of our minds. Let's wander to the quiet place of our hearts. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's quiet now. So much so that you don't just feel your heart beating. We can hear it. Listen. Breathe in. Breathe out. There's a river running nearby, the source of life in this place. But even over the bubbling and the lapping of the water, there's a voice. Let it wash over you. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's calling to you. It's calling to me, it's calling to all of us. Here, in this place, in our hearts, we must prepare the way. Because he is coming. Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, he's coming. Breathe in. Breathe out. You can open your eyes. In this season, take time to go to that wilderness place. Love the lights, because they're beautiful. Sing the songs, because they warm our hearts. Wrap the presents, because they'll make other people happy. But go to that wilderness place. Go to that wilderness place where the still small voice of God echoes in your hearts. And as we heard from the prophet Isaiah today, as Ron read, a child will lead us. What did our children sing about today? Let us make a home for Jesus in our hearts. Be a people of Advent. Wait. Listen. Prepare. Amen.